In this bulletin, more than half the country's population in lockdown this weekend as bosses decide whether to make coronavirus vaccines mandatory for employees. And in Tokyo, five Australian Olympic athletes in trouble for breaching protocols to buy beer. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sofia Petrovic. More than 16 million people entered the weekend under stay-at-home lockdown restrictions across Victoria, Sydney, parts of regional New South Wales and southeast Queensland. New South Wales Health has warned residents to brace for higher numbers in coming days. National Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says Sydney needs a circuit breaker response to drive down case numbers.
This is a epidemic or a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And we know that vaccines work to decrease severe illness, it decreases transmission, it decreases death, and it's clearly the way forward, as we've talked a lot this week after the modelling from the Doherty. So the clear message today is get vaccinated.
Meanwhile, southeast Queensland's restrictions could ease on Sunday. Australia has fully vaccinated almost 21% of its population, 16 and over, but continues to lag behind most of the world. Australia will not make vaccination against COVID-19 mandatory, but businesses may seek to do so if they abide by the law. Fair Work Commission advice says employers can direct workers to be vaccinated in lawful and reasonable circumstances. Mandated vaccines are more likely to be allowed if employees work in high-risk environments. Compulsory immunisation for workers who have close contact with vulnerable people like health or aged care is likely to also be reasonable. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says federal and state governments would not create special laws to guide mandatory workplace vaccination.
Ultimately, employers need to consider these matters and make their own decisions, remembering we do not have a mandatory vaccination policy in this country. We do not have that. We are not proposing to have that. That is not changing. But an employer may wish to make a reasonable directive to staff.
Mr. Morrison emphasised that it would be up to the courts to decide if it was reasonable for companies in retail, supermarkets and other essential services to mandate vaccines. Businesses hit by Victoria's sixth lockdown are today able to access more government support. The state and federal governments announced another jointly funded $400 million business support package on top of the $400 million agreed to last week. Victoria entered a seven-day hard lockdown on Thursday, with non-essential businesses again forced to close. President Xi Jinping says China will supply a total of 2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines to other countries by the end of this year. The increase in commitment comes after 770 million doses have already been exported since September last year. Wang Xiaolong, International Director of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, says border closures have hampered efforts to transport and deliver vaccines.
So that's why we're trying to set up regional production and distribution centres. One such a centre has already started operation, which is in UAE, targeting sub-Saharan Africa. And another one is in Egypt. And these facilities could also be used as a regional distribution centres or hubs. That could serve the entire African continent.
China has also promised $100 million to the COVAX program for vaccine distribution in low- and middle-income countries. The United Nations Security Council has held an urgent meeting on the situation in Afghanistan as the Taliban continue to attack civilian populations. Speaking before the council, Afghanistan's ambassador pleaded for the world body to pressure the Taliban to engage in meaningful peace. The council's meeting comes hours after the Taliban ambushed and killed the director of Afghanistan's government media center in the capital of Kabul, the latest killing of a government official just days after an assassination attempt on the country's acting defense minister. And United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres has paid tribute to the victims and survivors of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and expressed his deep concern by the lack of progress towards a nuclear-free world. 76 years ago, the United States detonated two nuclear bombs over the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki on the 6th and 9th of August 1945. Meanwhile, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has apologised for skipping parts of his speech. The sections that were dropped from his speech included a pledge to pursue efforts towards achieving a nuclear-free world as head of the world's only country to have suffered atomic attacks. Former mayor of Hiroshima City, Tadatoshi Akiba, also questioned why the International Olympic Committee didn't observe a minute of silence, considering the Olympic Games is touted as a festival of peace. And to Tokyo, now five members of Australia's Olympic silver medal-winning men's hockey team, known as the Kookaburras, have been reprimanded after leaving the athletes' village to buy alcohol. The five Australian athletes will remain in isolation in the Olympic Village until they fly home on Saturday afternoon. Ian Chesterman has expressed his disappointment in the actions of the five Australians.
I'm deeply disappointed that the players breached the TOCOG and AOC playbooks and failed to play their role for ensuring other members of the Australian Olympic team stay safe.
And taking a look at the weather around the country today, in Perth, a shower or two, 20 degrees. Adelaide and Melbourne, a light shower, 15. Hobart, showers, 12 degrees. In Canberra, partly cloudy, 15 degrees. Sydney, mostly sunny and 20 degrees. In Brisbane today, mostly sunny, 23. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. While Darwin will be a humid 32 degrees and sunny. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.